is Mark Silva, the Outback Silverback, and you're listening to the BNT Podcast.
This is Josh, the Axe Shooter, and you can check out myself on the lovely DNT Podcast. See you on the flip side.
Hey, this is Lewis Spears, and you're listening to the DNT Podcast, not to be confused with the DMT Podcast, which is just about drugs. This one's better.
This is Melbourne's own KS Photography Digital Beer, and you're listening to the DNT Podcast.
Hey, it's Josh Armour, the host of Wrestle Radio Australia and the voice of Riot City Wrestling in Adelaide, and you are listening to the DNT Podcast.
Hey, this is the innovator of violence, Tommy Dreamer. This is the DNT Podcast, taking you to the extreme.
All right, welcome to another installment of the DNT Podcast, episode 20 today. I'm Gavin, and with me as always is Jesse. How are you today, mate?
Grouse, absolutely grouse.
Cool, we got a bit of an international flavor today. We got some kids from Poland called Cookie Break on with us later on.
Yes.
But before that, we got to start off with something a little sad. The passing of Australian legend, wrestling legend, Mario Milano.
Yeah, that was news last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
Got back from work and you sent me that message. I was surprised.
Yeah, first things first, DNT Podcast, we send our condolences to the family and friends of Mario Milano.
Absolutely.
Was a family friend of my family.
Well, that's another.
Yeah. I believe the story goes he was neighbours with my great uncle, and my great uncle used to drive him to and from shows.
Really?
And that's essentially how my family got into wrestling, because of Mario Milano.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, kind of sad to see such an icon go, but unfortunately, it's part of life.
Well, for people who don't know him, he's kind of like the Hulk Hogan or like Bruno. No. Not Hulk Hogan, Bruno Sammartino.
He's the Bruno Sammartino of Australia.
Pretty much. That's the best way of putting it.
That is.
But yeah, it's absolute shock. One of the last people left from, one of the last legends left from WCW from the 70s.
Yes.
So I think George and a few others are the only ones left, surprisingly. But yeah, condolences.
Absolutely. So rest in peace, Mario. Thank you for a wonderful career you gave to the people. Thank you for bringing wrestling to my family. It's been there since the 70s and probably be there long after I'm gone as well.
Absolutely.
Cool. Thank you very much. All right, and we're back from our little short intermission. Once again, rest in peace, the great Mario Milano. Thank you for everything you did. Now for our international flavor, episode 20, we thought we'd do something big.
Something different.
Something different. From the other side of the world, from Poland, we have Alex, Derek, and Izzy from Cookie Break. How are you guys today?
Hello.
Hello.
We're good.
We're good.
We're fine.
Sorry, I should say good morning to you guys.
Obviously.
What time is
that? It's 6:30 for us right now in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And it's, what time is it where you are?
It's almost half past eight.
Almost half past eight. Yeah. Is this early for you guys?
This is very early.
I thought so, yeah. I feel your pain, don't worry. I work in hospitality, usually this isn't my time of hours.
No.
No worries. Well, let's get this started,
all
shall
right,
we?
Let's go right into the questions. How did Cookie Break kind of come together?
How did it start?
How did it start, yeah?
About 2012 in December, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, it started because of music ads. I was looking for vocalists.
And I was looking for musicians. Yeah, and we found each other by a music advertisement.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Derek. We are both former.
Yeah, we started practicing some classic punk songs.
Mostly covers
first, and then we found we should try something create something. Later, it was other members joining the band, and there were
difficulties.
A few twists, but
the most defining part was to find a good drummer because it was pretty. On my phone contacts to about 20 drummers.
Wow.
We checked out a lot of guys and most of them sucks.
It's usually the way that when it comes to drummers, isn't it?
Yeah. So you need to have very good skills. You need to play very fast,
and you need to find a drummer who is a very good drummer who can play fast and who also likes this kind of music, because it's very, very hard to find someone exactly like this here in this small shit country.
Yeah.
Small shit country, did you say?
So, in other words, you were looking for Travis Barker.
Yeah.
The drummer, of course.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
But she's not even here.
Yeah.
These guys here, Isa and Derek, managed to to create a group of cool people, funny people, talented people, and the last one who joined the actual crew. It was me, Alex. It was something around a year ago.
Yeah,
a year and a half, something like this. And now we're here.
Yeah, we had before about two bases. But
yeah, there were two bases as far as the
but they buy especially this kind of things.
They were like, okay, I can play this, but I'd rather play jazz or something like that.
Metal car. It's
metal car. Yeah. So now we have a dream team. Yeah.
Dream team.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't
know.
This is our story.
That's your story.
There you go. That's a cool story because, I mean, I heard you guys through Blank TV on YouTube, and it was the best way to describe your sound was that kind of early 2000s pop punk, which I fell in love with. And I listened to that and I'm like, it's so refreshing to hear that again, because pop punk in this country is not really, it's there, but it's not as big as it used to be.
Mm.
And hearing you guys really, it's like, oh, I forgot about this music.
It was like, over there, it was like pop. For here, it's like pop punk in disguise, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
In a different genre. Whereas that was just straightforward pop punk.
Yeah.
Or just
Blink-182, Newfound Glory.
Just all balls to the wall. That's all it was.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's definitely refreshing to hear your sound, of course. Speaking of your drummers, I wanted to ask, we've been listening to Mark quite a bit. We've heard this. We've heard through the lyrics that there's a bit of a story there. Is Mark based on a true story with your drummers? If so, please explain.
Isa can explain this.
No, I can't explain it. Derek can explain it because he's there.
Please explain the Mark history. Oh, okay. Yes. Because I was...
He was in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was making some tea. Now everyone got a tea. Now you can talk about Mark. It's a difficult story.
Yeah.
One time we...
It was before we formed Cookie Break.
So. Yeah, yeah. It was really
Cookie Break
early. I played with just with my friend. Came for a drummer, and it was really difficult to find someone good to play. And we met a guy from the advertiser. He was living in a big city, but not here. We drive about 300 kilometers.
Oh, wow.
To play.
First time.
Yeah, but he studied here.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, guys. Someone's at my front door.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Okay, now that we have our pizza, sorry about that, guys. So yes, Mark, shit drummer you found.
Yeah.
Continue the story.
Yeah, we found this guy from the advertisement, and he was studying here in Poznań, so he was available to play at the weekends. But he's got his drum set in another town, about 300 kilometers from Poznań, and he was really self-confident, and he was talking like, "I play 7 years, I rock."
7 years of playing drums. Yeah,
this is the line saying it.
Okay.
Oh God.
Yeah. So if you're a good drummer, come with me. And and we come to his town to play some rehearsal. And it was kind of... it was kind of...
Disappointment?
Yeah. Really, really disappointing one, because he also said that he's got a really, really good set of drums. Some Pearl or Premier drums, something.
I think the brand of the drums was the one that you don't even know about.
Because it's like
just some little shitty one he bought.
Probably an eBay drum kit.
It's about his awesome drums, and we just came in and, oh, what the fuck is this?
Oh,
God. Couldn't even play the most simple rhythm.
Couldn't keep in time.
No, oh, yuck.
Oh, God.
So, that's a... Yeah, it was a big disappointment, because we think that we finally find a good drummer. And... we started searching again,
but I haven't got to know Mark, and I don't even know it. Was he any good person, kind one, or rather, he was funny. Yeah?
He was funny. That's important. He's funny.
Was he funny because of his drum playing, was he?
He was too confident.
He was a liar.
Yeah, he was a liar. He told us.
He was a liar.
Oh, liar.
Such, he's got a good imagination.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So he thought he was Travis Barker, but he wasn't Travis Barker. Yeah, is that a good way to put it?
Sorry?
Is that a good way to put it?
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly
right. Travis
Barker.
Oh, geez. There we go. So for other bands listening to this podcast, if you find a drummer named Mark, go away from them.
Definitely. It's a wrong sign.
Yeah.
You don't want this kind of negativity in your life.
No, don't believe us. Listen to the song Mark by Cookie Break. Cheap plug.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
So now we're moving on. We learnt quickly about the history of Cookie Break. Where did the name Cookie Break come from?
This is also funny.
Yeah, this is
funny. I love this story. Well, can I tell about this?
No, Cookie Break is from sketch released by Net TV, where I played the...
An old school one.
Sketch
with Blink-182. It's one where Blink-182 stars, and it looks like some vintage American, true American sitcom.
50s.
A beautiful family, a dad reading the paper, newspaper, and a mom,
wife making some cookies.
Cookies, and the breaking point is the wife comes to the room,
and the first words in the sketch is
and that's how the name. That's a good story. That's good. I like that one.
Better than some other bands, that's for sure.
So every time you guys go on stage, do you do that to open up?
Hey, this is a good idea.
Go on stage. We are cookie.
That's one way of doing it.
No, we don't do this on stage. We have to think about it. I've also an idea to make a cookie break. we stop playing our song.
We're
just sitting on the sofa and eating cookies for about 1 minute.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. I was just going to ask,
who writes the lyrics for your songs?
I.
Okay, so this one's for you, Izzy. Do you find it harder to write in English or to sing in English?
The most of the lyrics are mine, but one except is Chuck.
Yeah, I wrote it.
But do you find it harder to sing in English or write in English?
No, I think for me it's more simple to sing in English than in Polish, but I just like this language, and I never sing in Polish before, and I always listen to bands from USA and from the Western Europe, so it was... I think it fits more to this kind of music,
absolutely.
Here, trying to sing some Polish, but they have to be really, really badass at being pop punk, you know, and singing in Polish. But if you sing in English and for pop punk, this is far easier. To write good lyrics and have a good songs, good pop punk songs. Yeah, it fits well. And yes, exactly. In Polish, doesn't sound as good.
And that's why you can hear us.
Absolutely, and then it'd be an interesting combination to hear Polish and pop punk music.
Yeah, it would.
That'd be interesting. But Poland. I mean, we might sound very naive by saying this, but Poland, I don't think, is a country really known for its music. I mean, I know that you guys have Polish Woodstock, which I do want to go to, but what made you guys want to play pop punk and write pop punk music?
I think it was all about our music taste.
inspirations. And when we all started being musicians, so-called musicians, all right? And then, you know, some people feel like this, some people don't. As for us, it was, you know, you have to listen to this kind of music, but there's something in your mind, in your heart, that keeps pushing that you want to do something yourself. No? I don't know how to explain this but it's something like this. It's something in you that pushes you to doing something yourself in this. And,
kind of like a passion.
So that you wanted to find some crew to help you with that, who also
share this passion.
Yes, share this passion and want to create something
so. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And what's your thoughts on the music scene in Poland? I'm not too familiar with it, maybe because I just haven't researched enough, but what's your thoughts on the music scene over there?
Well, Derek sent me some links to local bands in Poland, and it's a great little scene you have there, but the rest of the world just doesn't know about it. So I guess, yeah, what do you guys think about your scene in Poland, or even in Europe, I guess?
Music scene in Poland. This topic is far more difficult than you
the
think.
The most popular and the biggest thing now for young people is
pop music.
Rap music
and the music made 100% from computers. And by people who don't know what an instrument is, something like this. When you turn on any radio station here, the only thing you're gonna hear is. Not a breakdown coming in a deathcore song. In short, we can present you the music scene like this. But about instrument music, music scene here, rock music scene here, and punk music scene here.
Polish people like also very hard music like metal.
Hey, don't forget. Some kind of folk disco.
Disco. Yeah, village people. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's cool. Trust me, I have to hear disco polo and stuff like that at family birthday parties and stuff when all the uncles get drunk and stuff like that, and the Bubches and Juddocks get drunk.
And the weddings and shit like this.
Yeah.
Can you sing one of the songs, Jesse?
No.
No, you're not going to sing it?
No. Yeah. Trust me, man. Maybe if my cousin was here.
Seriously, about the our music scene, rock and punk music scene. The scene is, I think, is going that as long as you about a music scene being in underground, because if you don't keep that in mind, that this is all happening in the underground, and by people who don't make any money with this, then the scene is not looking very, very well.
Yeah, there's still lots of much promotion.
Okay.
We hear on the radio only pop, rap songs, and disco.
And the song billions views on YouTube.
Okay. So you wish there was more people that liked that kind of music, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Could appreciate this kind of music. Because usually people in Korea think that underground rock music, punk music, is a cheap kind of music. It's too hard to...
it's too hard to sell it.
To keep up. Yes, and this is too hard to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Mm, okay. So that being said, have you guys possibly thought about, I don't know, going to another country to play music?
Of course, yeah.
Of course, we are thinking about it every day.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah, but imagine what's the main problem.
The money.
Yep.
Yeah, money and...
Money.
That's always it.
Money and time.
Work. Until you're dead. So.
Yep, I know that feeling.
These are the problems.
Yeah, we're still waiting for that day. Yeah.
We're still waiting for that day, but yeah, it's simple. We are the lack of rich investor. Yeah. Things that stop us from this, obviously money. Time is a problem because of that we have to work to make money.
Yes. To make any music, we need to earn money. That's why we need to go to work.
Yes, and we don't have time to to have a three months tour around Europe or shit like this. We can't have so many days off that we could tour for a few days because we would get fired.
Yes, but we are already our lifestyle.
Yes, as soon as we make the amount of money that let us get out of this, this beautiful country.
Can you say that last part again?
Go away as fast as possible and play this music for people who actually appreciate this, who actually like this kind of music, and who can help us make a living.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you guys what, because I know some people that know some people here in Australia, and I think your music might do well here. I might go ahead and show some of your music to some people around here, because you guys have a sound that's good. You really do. I think kids are now will appreciate that sort of music, but obviously the hard part is trying to get yourselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you what, I'll send some links out to some people of your music, see what they think, and who knows, maybe the right person will hear it and Cookie Break gets a record deal.
There you go.
Well, I can't even imagine this.
Yeah.
That's a dream.
I can't make any promises, but you know what, I believe in you guys. You guys have a good sound. I would love to see you guys succeed.
That's very nice from you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's it. And moving on, so obviously we've been talking a bit about the music. How can you describe your show? Like when you play a gig, you know, is it? What can you compare it to almost?
Well, honestly, we're not that proud about our shows, but not always. Well, people like it. People like them. Yeah, there are groups of people who are coming to shows, but
we still try to be more perfect. And our show is full of energy and positive energy.
Yeah. About the frequency, it's sometimes there's about 100 people on the concert, and sometimes you play just for 15 people, something like that.
Yeah, for the band supporting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
We've all been there, man. Don't worry.
But
our biggest audience was about 500 people, I don't know.
Or 1,000?
Or 1,000, maybe.
Yeah, we
That's more than your likes on Facebook.
Yeah, we've played
in the semifinals.
Semifinals of Woodstock Festival. And
we were chosen about 700 different styles bands.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It was only 20 bands, about 20 bands from 700 bands.
Yes.
And 20 bands played that day.
At
semifinals, including us. And this was our biggest event so far with biggest audience.
Really cool people.
Yeah. Like, rematch it. They continue to perform. Much people have fun.
Absolutely. Well, now getting onto this, you guys are currently working on an EP, correct?
Oh my god, I threw a texter at my dog.
He dropped a pizza.
Fuck!
Shit.
How do I say it in Polish?
How do you say fuck in Polish?
Yeah.
I swear I'm a pizza guy. Don't lie to me.
I go kurwa.
Oh, that's one way. That's one way of saying it. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not that fluent in Polish. My parents didn't teach me.
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, with more anger, maybe.
More energy.
With more anger.
Anger. Kurwa.
What?
Tichy kurwa. Yeah?
Exactly.
Was that good?
I only learnt this stuff from listening to my Jadak swear all the time, but other than that...
I'm Italian. I don't know this Polish stuff. I drop pits, I go, ah, vaffangulo.
Well, the only thing I know, like I used to hear stories of my grandparents, like the kids would come, like my uncles would come home in a police car, and then there'd be the dad at the door with a belt, and he'd be like, "Tiche kurwa, jego mach." I gotta pop.
Imagine you guys have been there before.
Yeah, we've been on the Billy Talent concert some day with Isa, and also the vocalist is in.
He has Polish roots.
Yeah, he has Polish roots.
Yeah, it's only one word. Yes.
That's cool. Have you guys got a really good story from a gig you can tell us?
Story.
Yes, no?
Many funny stories. Yeah. It's hard to choose one.
Maybe motorcycle meet.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Give us a second.
Okay.
Show me the list of the gigs.
That's our waiting music.
Yeah,
I can tell a good one while we're waiting. Yeah. Yeah. My time in Singapore.
Oh yeah.
No, Indonesia when I got really drunk. And my friends filmed me, and I watched it the next day, and essentially I made up a story of why Hitler did what he did, because his mother never hugged him as a child. Because I was drunk, and I'm like, hugs make the world go round.
Oh, God.
Hugs are the best thing in the world. I look back now, and I'm like, oh, you fucking idiot.
Oh, I remember one story, but it's a bad one. Some guys, when I'm gonna tell this one, you think about the positive one, okay?
only bad one we don't remember, because the good one we probably was drunk and you know.
Okay, I told the bank.
Go away.
After I finished the company. So, it was in Poznan, here. We got a concert organized by...
You there, guys?
Yeah, and there was also a band from another town. There was about three or four bands. We just knew and the organizer said to us,
yeah. Sorry, guys, we lost your signal.
A lot of cutting in and out. Sorry about that, guys.
Uh-huh.
It's just our shitty Australian internet.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
We didn't hear any of that story.
Do you want to start the story again? Sorry, man.
Okay.
Let's go back in time.
I will start again. We are playing a gig in Poznan here.
Yep.
On the local scene. And there was about three or four bands booked, yeah. And some of them was from the another cities. We all arrived at the place. And it was a technical problem because practically... no one take the amplifiers, and the organizer said to us, "Sir, you don't have your arm. You don't have amplifiers." But was the drink fires? They only got one amplifier, but
only one amplifier. Jeez.
Yeah, our signal's terrible at the moment. What is going on? Jeez. So if I heard that right, there was only one amp.
Yes, it was one amp. Yeah, and we were shocked, and I told guys, "So fuck, we must go to our place and take the stuff, because no one told us that we're gonna share our things or something."
Yeah, one amp, two guitarists. Jeez,
that's a bit of their stuff, and it was. But we rescued that situation, and yeah, and we played that.
Yeah, night. It happens.
Absolutely, yeah. Sounds like a Spinal Tap moment. Yeah,
it's a cookie break moment.
It's a cookie break moment. Yeah. Oh, geez. You guys are working on an EP currently, if I'm correct.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're on it.
Yeah, awesome. Do you mind telling us a little bit about it, or is that still under wraps?
Secret.
How much secret is this?
Is this like Hillary Clinton email secret?
Well, it's going to include in the final version. It's going to include five songs, and as for now,
it's not recorded yet.
You didn't have to tell this. No,
we can cut them out. As for
now, we have four tracks recorded, and we've already made our first press of the EP, and it includes not five but four already recorded tracks, and later on when the fifth song is finished, we're going to make a second press,
and it's going to include all of the songs, five songs we would like to include on this EP.
Cool.
And it's going to be up on sale, up for have a listen on YouTube and stuff like this. Super soon. So yeah, this is happening in I don't know, days, few weeks. Yeah, something around January, we're going to finally release this ourselves, unfortunately.
Have to start somewhere.
Pop back here.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, that's good.
Well, what? So you said four songs are already finished, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about those songs? Well, Mark, we already know about.
Can you repeat the question?
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the songs, like the four you've already done?
Mm-hmm. Well, from the four songs, there is already the song called Mark, which we talked about before.
Yes, on the YouTube.
So there is also an opening song called... Unspoken, yeah.
Yes.
And there's four songs, and two of them is more funny, more positive energy songs inspired by Blink 182 and bands.
Similar bands,
pop punk bands mostly. And
two songs are stronger. With inspiration.
Yes.
With some inspirations like Rise Against. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, Rise Against.
Cool.
That's great, Bob.
Oh, the songs were for both. Yeah.
Okay.
The song Spoken was one of them. Yeah, was inspired by Rise Against. So,
mm-hmm.
I kind of see where you're coming from now.
Yeah, definitely.
I see it because we saw Rise Against last year, wasn't it?
Maybe year before.
No, it was last year.
It was last year.
Foo Fighters.
Rise Against opened for the Foo Fighters in Australia. Good concert. Foo Fighters are the... Dave Grohl is a god.
Same for me, man. High five.
Oh, jeez.
Do we do it?
He did a high five in the microphone, if you didn't notice.
Hang on, we'll quickly go on video and high five.
Oh, Jesus. There you go.
Where's the... There it is.
Easy.
Hey, don't have a video. Wait a second.
Still in the video, hang on.
There we go.
Hey,
now we can see him.
You disappeared. Oh. Oh, my God. We're going to do this high five. This is going to happen. We've disappeared. Hello. There we go.
Yeah.
We destroyed the camera.
Bam. Yes.
There we go.
Done. Oh, my God. What is that?
What the fuck?
For those listening on the podcast, is that Derek?
Yes, this is Derek.
He put a horse head on. He's become Bojack Horseman. What the actual fuck?
This is the guy you can notice in our music video for Mark.
Yeah.
Yes, it is too. Can I ask why you have that?
It's so hard to breathe.
Oh, God.
Okay, so where were we? So you said Blink 182, Rise Against. Cheers.
I got an empty bottle, but cheers.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Cheers. There you go. Right. Decapitated thumb.
Yeah.
That's metal.
He was making kielbasa and then he cut his hand.
I wasn't making kielbasa.
He's badass.
He's badass, yeah. All right. So you were saying Blink-182, Rise Against. What other bands have influenced you or for your sound?
Oh my God, many bands.
Yeah, I listen to really wide range of music, and some of this shit is really creepy.
Okay, I'll say some names. Newfound Glory.
Not exactly.
Maybe, I don't know, the same band, the Living Scream. Yeah.
Let's go through my top punk list.
Yeah, but Wilhelm Scream or some hardcore ones.
Oh yeah,
are included in the new songs, which are not recorded yet.
Yeah.
These ones we've got on the EP are inspired mostly by Blink 182, Sum 41,
yeah, and
Sum 41,
and old school punk music.
Yeah, yeah. The offspring, yeah, the offspring.
Yes.
And Summer. In the songs, maybe you're gonna notice some Lost Prophets taste.
Lost Prophets. The singer got caught being a pedophile.
Oh yes. Yes, I did hear about that. gosh.
You can't believe that shit because he's got everything. This band rocks so hard and the vocal is fucked up. Everything.
It's kind of like Jared from Subway. He fucked up too.
Oh my God.
That's another one. I'm not sure if Poland had Jared from Subway. I'm not sure. Oh God!
I'm sorry.
Oh my God! No. Yeah, let's get back on track.
So 4-track EP will become a 5-track EP in the future, a deluxe edition.
Yeah.
Going to make the people pay more for that one.
I think so. No. I think so.
No. Gotta make the dollars.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. You gotta do Gene Simmons occasionally.
Yep.
And small price. I've checked the prices last time and also the shipping prices. And the cost of the EP is gonna be something like $4. I think it's third.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. And the shipping is quite cheap here. And I've checked that international shippings, for example, are to every country on this world. Just about $6 maximum. So the $10 shipping to the other side of the world.
It's much more affordable than here.
Yeah. Okay, so if we wanted to purchase, what's it called? Going Nuts, I believe.
Going Nuts.
This is me. Where can we purchase it if we wanted to buy it? No, we do want to buy it.
Where?
For now, it's up for sale in digital version,
yeah.
On Bandcamp.
Here we are.
Yes.
$4. No, it's not dollars. It's €4.15.
50 CDs.
It's over there. Okay, I've got the show.
What is that?
Oh, here we go. Look at this. Dollars.
What's this?
Whoa, he's pulling the box out. Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's cool.
Got all the prints. Nice, there we go.
Cool. Oh, wow. All right, so people on the podcast understand this is some amazing artwork on the cover. Who did the artwork for you guys?
Oh, oh, there you go.
Hey, it's them. That's cool.
That's nice.
That's us.
I'm jealous. I wish my band did that. Lazy fucks. And pizza. Is that pizza?
No,
it's cookie.
Oh, it's cookie.
No, pizza is on the back of the EP.
There it is.
Of course. Yes. Of course.
It can't be pop punk without pizza.
The artwork was made by Vinicius Gut.
Yeah, he's a Brazilian artist.
5 Australian dollars, or 6.
Yeah, guy from the Brazil, and I found this guy messing around in the internet, and I was using hashtags like skate punk, skate, pop punk, and then I found a guy who made a lot of graphics.
For
pop punk bands and also for skate companies. So it was, and
even made some posters for Blink 182 shows.
And yes. Simple Plan. Yeah.
Oh, Simple Plan. Jeez, that's a band I haven't heard for a while.
That was my first concert.
Jump Smudge. Their shirts are designed by this guy. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Nice.
He's a really cool dude you are talking on the Facebook.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is...
He just feel this.
Mm-hmm.
He just feel this style exactly.
Recently, he's been on his holiday in California, yeah?
Yeah, wow.
Oh,
nice.
God damn it. Oh.
So nice picture.
This picture's on Instagram. Oh, my God.
Is this on Instagram?
Ah, yes.
Excuse me?
Who's on Instagram?
Yeah. Exactly.
We have only one headphones and one
microphone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I understand.
I see what microphone you got.
Ah. Smart.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
So we know you're working on an EP currently.
I will send you a link from this artist after
the interview,
okay?
Oh, for sure. We'll have to give him a plug on this podcast for
absolutely.
Sure as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I guess to finish it off, what's next for Cookie Break?
What next? We need to find a good label, maybe from management.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're going to play a lot of shows around the world.
Yeah, December 22. Yeah, can December I say? 22. Can I say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next
year. Yes, of course. It's our upcoming concert.
Yeah.
The last one in this year. In Czech Republic.
Yeah.
At the biggest charity organization.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so biggest charity organization.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, the same guy organizes the Polish Woodstock and the charity concerts after the Christmas or before the Christmas in Prague.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. That's,
these concerts in January. Yeah. And
it's a very, very big deal in Poland. And now this year it's going to be a year in Czech Republic.
Yeah, they cooperate with one guy who helps to organize the international version of this charity concert, and it spreads to the other countries. Maybe it's going to be someday in every country in the world.
I should say.
Yeah, I wish that they'd have this in this country. I wish that they'd have all these festivals in our country, because all our festivals have died off. Majority of them have either gone bankrupt or they've just cancelled. Yeah.
No one cancels this kind of thing here, people really appreciate this charity concerts.
Yeah,
for sure. Thousands of people coming to help and to spend to buy some medical stuff.
Mm-hmm. General people,
help others, and.
Whatever you can do to help the world.
This one guy
helps more, even more than official organizations, the politics or
that's
people suck, and this guy is a cool one.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. And not to mention, like, I was watching a video not too long ago of Polish Woodstock, and seeing how many people were in the audience was just mind-blowing, because I didn't expect to see any that many people. I think it was it Anthrax. Yeah, I was watching Anthrax, and I was just like, wow, that is a sea of people. Like,
yeah, exactly. I think we can call our Woodstock Festival a Polish version of Warped Tour. Warped Tour lasts a little bit longer than Woodstock, because Woodstock lasts for
What is important?
Three days.
What is important?
52.
Don't pay for tickets.
Yeah, it's totally free.
Come
over and have fun. And always they've got about, oh my god, 20 big bands from abroad.
For example, Papa Roach.
Yeah, Papa Roach played here, Jimmy the Horizon this year. Zebrahead, Prodigy.
Dragon Force.
Last year,
You guys are very lucky, that's for sure.
That's a sick lineup.
Yeah.
It's
completely free.
It's completely free. Yeah.
For everyone.
Yes.
Fuck. We usually
fuck.
Completely free as well. Holy shit.
Come to Soundwave.
Soundwave, yeah.
Soundwave has a lot better lineup than Woodstock each year.
But we pay so much more money.
Soundwave doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, Soundwave closed down.
Yeah. Wait, I'm going to kill myself.
No.
He was about to grab a noose just then.
No, he's got a horse head on. He's going to asphyxiate. That's not how you say it.
Yeah, they. So what happened was they had...
Can we talk about this?
Oh, I don't give a shit. It's happened before. So what happened with...
All right.
So what happened with Soundwave was they had a big two-day festival. Actually, no, it goes even further back than that. When they had... three of the big four come here in 2013.
Yeah, who played? Metallica, Slayer, and Anthrax. Megadeth was supposed to come, but last minute something happened.
That was a year later. So it was you had the three bands. The ticket sales were good, and then the promoter owed, I think, Metallica and all these other bands so much money. Then the year after that, you had Green Day headlining, and the ticket sales were really shit. So, and Green Day played a 3.5 hour set, which was way too long for my liking. That was the year that we went. There was about three or four.
That was the last one we went to.
And then the year after that, they had a 2 day festival, which was they had Slipknot, Smashing Pumpkins, Soundgarden,
Faith No More,
Slash, Marilyn Manson, all these different bands. But the ticket sales were really bad, so they owed. I think they owe Slipknot $3.4 million, if I'm correct. I think that they owe Smashing Pumpkins they owe Smashing Pumpkins $3.4 million, and they owe Slipknot like $5 million because of
save TNA.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then he tried. The promoter tried saving it by bringing out Disturbed, Bring Me the Horizon, The Prodigy. It was going to be a really small festival, and then they ended up canceling it because it.
He played in Woodstock this year.
What's that?
Bring Me the Horizon played at Woodstock this year in
Poland. Oh, really?
Did you guys go?
Yeah, it was a free Bring Me the Horizon show.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah. How good is Bring Me the Horizon live?
How are they live?
Oh, I think they're amazing.
Yeah, they did a great job live, but I've been there, and honestly, I wanted them to play some of the older songs, not only from the last two albums, you know, the
Chelsea. Is it Chelsea Smile?
The Chelsea Smile is a song from the.
Let's go to Google.
They didn't play it. They only played songs from the last two albums. You know, gentle songs, more gentle songs than the.
Yeah.
There was no, you know, mosh pitting or stuff like this. There was no hardcore vibe over there. Only people jump to the song and singing and stuff like this.
Yeah.
Not things that happened before on their shows. So I was quite disappointed, honestly. But being a live band, they did a great job.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Well, I guess in the good news, not to, you know, crush you too much about Soundwave, but apparently we might be getting Download Festival and Sonosphere here. So.
Oh, my.
So we might be getting those two festivals down here. But even the local scene here is actually not too bad. Like, you get regular gigs on a regular basis. We got really good venues and regular gigs and stuff like that. So only downside is a lot of venues are starting to close down because of developers. But other than that, like, it's not too bad. But yeah, definitely worth checking out Australia when you ever get a chance.
Excuse me?
I was saying that the scene in Australia is really, really good, but definitely worth checking out Melbourne if you ever get a chance.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well.
No, that's okay.
Because the connection is not good.
Okay, yeah.
No, we were saying Australia has some really good venues, but sadly, a lot of them are being closed down because developers and a lot of people complaining about sound.
Yes.
Like, some of these people move next to a bar and go, "Excuse me, council, that bar that does music is making too much noise."
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, sucks.
That's kind of what it's like here. But it's definitely worth checking out if you ever come to Australia. Like, the live scene's really, really good. Because you got regular gigs on the weekend. And,
yeah.
You know, it's pretty, it's like, besides all the other bullshit, it's really good. You know?
Yeah. Take part in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are, I'm not sure about pop punk here anymore. We used to have a really good scene. I sent Derek some links to some bands from this country. Oh, okay. What do you think, Derek, of those bands I sent you?
Sent you? From Australia? Yeah. Body Jar? Yeah.
Who?
Body Jar.
Body Jar.
Are they still playing?
I think so. I think they are still going, yeah.
Let's go to Facebook.
Body Jar, there was a funny band who did a cover of Hey, I Just Met You. I don't remember you.
Call Me Maybe.
Heroes for Hire?
I think so, maybe.
Signals. They were called,
I know, Body Jar finished in 2014.
Oh, shame.
They did. Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, jeez. Well, there you go.
Derek has to show me these bands you linked him. So maybe I'll get more hype on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sent him a video of my old band.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're getting to
the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Cool. So, very quickly, where can people in Poland, where can they watch you play next?
When you're in Poland, our next show, I don't think it's already booked.
We've got plans, and I want to organize a gig by myself as a organizer, and I've got an idea to make a ladies punk night show, and it's gonna be really cool. And my plan is to bring all the best
female fronted
bands playing punk or pop punk music, and I've done a research. And I find about 5 bands with nice vocalists and also nice music. So I hope a lot of people would, if not for music, just for the girls.
Just for the girls. Yeah, yeah, no. Far more interesting than coming to a gig where there are still 5 guys really shredding guitars.
Yes.
And it will be something different. It will be something, catchy when you take a look on the
poster,
the flyers. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
We're frozen.
Like this. Maybe it happens.
Maybe it's going to be a real.
I hope so. Yeah, yeah. We don't know it yet, but
the idea is.
Sorry, guys, we lost you for a second.
Yeah.
Sorry, we lost connection for a second there. So you were saying?
I was asking people, all the friends and people who listen to this kind of music here, and they really want to have more gigs with this kind of music here, because just a few concerts, punk concerts here in Poznan, just a few concerts in a year.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Cool. All right, and where else? Where can people check you out? Like, where can they hear your music or see you guys? Keep updated.
When you want to listen to some of our songs, you simply type "Cookie Break" on YouTube. That's for sure. And
Facebook.
What's more, we're updating our stuff on Facebook, on Bandcamp, Reverb Nation. We would like to
Instagram and Twitter.
Also.
Oh yeah. YouTube.
Spotify, Deezer.
Spotify.
iTunes.
And we would love someone to make our physical CD appear in music stores. That'd be lovely.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to you guys, and thank you so much for being on the D&T podcast.
Before we go, we were talking about playing a song of theirs.
Ah, yes, playing a small part of a song.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, which song are we allowed to play?
Which song are you allowed to play? So, let's maybe have one of the guy called Mark.
Mark.
Have a little bit of Mark.
There we go. We've got a bit of Mark.
All right, so here's about 30 seconds of Mark.
Our single of music video.
Awesome.
Sweet. All right, so that was a small preview of Mark by Cookie Break from Ant in Poland. Thank you guys once again for being on the DNT podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
It was
so cool to hear you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And like we said, Australia. What was that, sorry?
It was so cool to be in Australia.
For a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for yeah. sure. Well, hopefully we get to see you guys come down here one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
When you come, you have to say, g'day, mate.
All right. It was g'day, mate.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. There we go. Somebody's seen Crocodile Dundee.
He's seen Crocodile Dundee. Well, so if you want to check out Cookie Break, you can go to Bandcamp. You can go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just type in Cookie Break and it should all come up.
No worries.
Yeah, and if you want to check us out on the DNT podcast, we're on TuneIn Radio,
yep.
Stitcher, and iTunes.
Yep.
We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr of the same name.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, this was a fun little interview. Yeah. I've been Gavin. This has been Jesse. We shall catch that. No, we shall catch you guys on the flip side.
All right.